This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com.
Well, it is so good to have as my guest today, Julie Vaz. She's also known as Aunt Jay. That's what I call her. They're really good family friends of ours. And she has actually been on BPN before, and she is now a part of BPN. So we are just so excited to have her on today. And Julie is primarily an entrepreneur, and her and her husband Ray reside in Austin, and they have 3 children. The last is graduating high school this year, Sarah. And she's also worked as a developmental director for 2 private Christian schools. So as Sarah is getting ready to graduate, she is finding herself in a new season. And she is here to talk a little bit about that today. So welcome, Aunt Jay. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I am so excited that you are on BPN today. And we're just going to jump right into it. So recently, very exciting, you started a blog. So can you tell us more about that and the story behind that?
Sure. So, again, just finding myself in a new season with Sarah graduating from high school, mm-hmm. I began to hear the Holy Spirit say, okay, it's time to journal the journey. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay. And so as I began to ponder and pray about that, God just really impressed upon me the importance of taking the time to tell some stories, tell the stories about God's faithfulness, when he's gotten involved in our lives and intervened, and mm-hmm. Just to share that journey primarily with my children and grandchildren. But then again, mm-hmm. I started praying about it, and I felt like God said, no, you're to share the story with any young person that may need some encouragement, may need the wisdom of a mother.
That's good.
And so I said, okay. And as I prayed about that, he encouraged me to start a blog, which was a big step for me outside of my comfort zone. Uh-huh. So I began to do that, and I'm really, really enjoying it. And God is just not only doing things, I'm hoping doing things in others, but doing things in me, reminding me of all the times that he has spoke and mm-hmm. And changed the direction of my life. So the blog is not really sort of a factual account of the journey, where mm-hmm. we lived, you know, what we were doing. It's more an account of journaling the relationship with God.
That's great.
And primarily the Holy Spirit. So mm-hmm. so in doing it, it's really my desire to encourage the next generation to pursue a relationship with the Holy Spirit.
That's so good. That is so good. Yeah, I'm excited. I checked out her blog a couple weeks ago, and it's just phenomenal. And I'm so excited that, you know, she's doing this, and that, you know, you're just following what the Holy Spirit has led you to do. It's really, really incredible. And I know that it's changing a lot of, and it's going to be changing a lot of lives, you know. So I know that you see the significance in the younger generation gleaning from the older. So what can you share about this?
Well, I mean, we've got a lot to share, really, and to impart and to hand down, you know, to the next generation and generations to come. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been through a lot more than y'all. We've got mm-hmm. we've got some wisdom to share, and we understand the schemes of the enemy. Mm-hmm. And we understand and have experience of what it's like to listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit and follow it and what that produces in our life. The Holy Spirit's the X factor in the Christian's life. He is the third person. You know, God mm-hmm. is three persons, and he is the person who is active in the earth. He comes to live and dwell in the heart of every believer, and he is to be our counselor and our guide and our encourager. He is the revealer of truth. And so I really, you know, in the blog and the things that I'm doing, I just really want to encourage the next generation to have that relationship with the Holy Spirit. I was thinking about it actually, you know, the definition of repentance. I don't know if you know what that is, no. Taylor. Do you know the definition of repentance?
I don't know the official definition.
It just means to change one's mind. If you look up the definition, repentance so is simple. To change one's mind. And so, so my blog is about those moments when the Holy Spirit interrupted my life and spoke something, revealed something that mm-hmm. changed my mind, mm-hmm. and then in turn changed the direction of my life.
Wow.
And he is continually wanting to guide us into freedom, into purpose, into peace. He wants to reveal God's divine order for our lives, mm-hmm. for our marriages, our family, our household. So it's just so vitally important that we're conveying to y'all that, you know, that relationship with the Holy Spirit and how important it is.
That's so good. I mean, because my generation, we don't really want to listen to y'all, you know, because we just think that we have it figured out. And we do. And I mean, we don't have it figured out, but that's what we think. So I just love that you are doing this so much because it's so necessary and so significant and important for us to hear from you what you're saying right now.
Right. And I was born again at the age of 13, and Jesus became my Savior. But boy, mm-hmm. I wrestled all through young adulthood. I really it came to the place where I just was at my end before I really allowed the lordship of Jesus Christ and mm-hmm. the guiding of the Holy Spirit. And I was just like you, Taylor. Mm-hmm. I thought I had it all figured out. Mm-hmm. I didn't really, you know, I just didn't need the help. I got this mm-hmm. kind of thing. And boy, did that create a train wreck in my life.
Uh-huh.
And as I think back, I'm sure God was attempting to uh-huh. place mentors in my life, voices in my life that could guide me through young adulthood. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't listening. So
I know. It's hard to listen, you know, especially at this age. It's very hard. And I have to even train myself and remind myself, hey, you know, the people who've gone before me, like you and my mom, you know, and different mentors, my papa, who have gone before me, who have experienced things that have so much wisdom to share. And it's so important. And again, that's why I just love that you're doing this. And so you were talking about the Holy Spirit and how, you know, he creates divine order in our lives and he wants to restore that order. And so how has the Holy Spirit moved specifically in your life? And maybe you could share a couple of things that you've blogged about and your postings and how the Holy Spirit has moved in that.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll share a couple of examples of blogs that I've written. And again, I've tried to go back and sort of do it in sequential order. So mm-hmm. God just began to help me create how the order of things and how he began to reveal things in my life. Mm-hmm. So some of the things that happened early on were when I was dating my husband, my current husband of 30 mm-hmm. years. And it was really the first time I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit, to be quite honest with you.
Uh-huh.
And he, Ray was a work in progress, as we all are.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some things in him that I was a little concerned about, and almost came to the point, and you can go on my blog and read it, but almost came to the point where I decided, I think I might call this wedding off. I'm just not sure that this is the right guy. And so one night as I was laying in bed, I couldn't sleep. I was really tormented in my thoughts and wrestling with so many things. And all of a sudden, the voice of God just peacefully spoke, and he said, he's a diamond in the rough. And as soon as he said that, my mind quieted, and he began to reveal some things to me. And I got up that next morning, and I said, you know what? I know I've heard God now. And boy, that word came to pass. My husband was a diamond in the rough. He is a gem. He loves God with his whole heart, pursues him with his whole heart. I could have missed it. If I wasn't listening and was just looking and not really hearing what God was saying. And so there were a couple of, I'm going to share actually one more, because I got into a discussion with a girlfriend about this yesterday, about our children. But another time when he spoke, I was actually getting involved in a church, and this church looked wonderful. It had everything in order. It looked like God showed me a picture of a beautiful package. It was a pristine, beautifully wrapped package that sparkled. It had all of the ministries, everything in order. Everything looked good, sounded good. And he showed me a picture of a beautiful package, and then I opened the box and I looked inside of it, and it was empty. There was nothing in it. There was absolutely absent of anything. So what God showed me during that time as a young adult, and he did that even, you know, with my spouse, is that, you need to stop and reflect on what something produces in your life. It can, especially in your generation, oh boy, we have a culture that is so good at making things sparkle and shine and look good and say all the right things. We are enamored by them. And I could see how your generation would definitely be. So if we don't stop and really evaluate what the things that are going on in your life, your relationships with others, your school, your church is producing on the inside of you. Jesus talked of his disciples. He said, you'll know my disciples by the fruit, by their fruit that they produce. And I believe that that is a spiritual principle. We cannot look at things at face value, listen to things, because so many things can sound good. But we've got to get quiet and really examine, what are these things producing on the inside of this, on the inside of us? Is this producing godliness and spiritual growth and depth? That was something that God began to show me early on. So I was having a conversation with my girlfriend. I thought, gosh, if our kids can get a hold of this from a very young age, they can steer clear of so many traps that this culture has laid for them. So
that is so good. That's so good. I love it. And that's, again, and such a great reminder, and I hope that everybody who's listening right now really, really, really takes that into their spirit and ponders upon that, because we do need to come to a place where we can evaluate our lives and our relationships and think about the fruit that that's producing. And I think at this age where we're in junior high, high school, college, post-college, you know, even like late 20s, we're so caught up in relationships and basing our value in that and, you know, our friendships. And I know that Faith is Julie's daughter, and she's like a sister to me. We had a conversation the other day about that, how our personal relationships with people and our friendships, how that has created a value or, you know, like a label on us. And like we almost we think that if we don't have 50 friends, you know, or we're not involved in 50 different things, like we're not good enough, you know? And so it's so, so, so evident that this generation, we strive for that instead of tuning into the Holy Spirit and allowing him to work in us. in relationships and bring us the right friends. You know, we seek out those relationships, and sometimes it just goes south, you know, like you had said earlier.
Right.
So that's so good.
Right. You only need a couple of friends that are, are fruitful. They're causing you to grow. They're encouraging you. They're edifying you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty easy if you really stop and think about it. If you examine a relationship and think about what it produces in you, do you leave the encounter with that individual thinking that you're not quite enough, that you're not measuring up, that you're, do you feel empty? Like, you know, or do you feel drained? Sometimes, you know,
people are draining. It's like, oh my gosh, I cannot go have another cup of coffee with you because I'm so drained after that. Yeah. Yeah. That's so good to remind yourself of how do you feel like with that person? And me and Faith were talking about that, or Faith and I, were talking about that the other day, you know, and I was joking with her and I was like, it's okay, Faith. We just have each other. Like, we're good, you know, like we're best friends and you're my sister. And then she was like, Taylor, like if I hang out with you every day, I just don't know what I would do. I might go crazy, but we joke around with each other like that because we're close. But, yeah. So I think that's so, so good that you brought that up, because that's something I definitely want to point out and focus on is relationships, you know, and it's perfectly fine to have multiple friends. Like, that's perfectly okay. But if they're leading you and guiding you towards something that's fruitful in a positive way. Yeah.
Yes. Fruitful, right. Whole, spiritually sound. I mean, what are you talking about? How are you spending your time?
Right.
And so, you know, you have a culture, you have a generation that's involved in a culture that is much different than mine. We had a lot of distractions, but you have so many more with social media and the internet that you live in a culture of constant distraction,
yes.
A pulling for your attention. And so I just want to encourage you, and even, you know, staying busy in relationships, I just want to encourage you to step back, carve out moments in each day. God speaks during time of contemplation and prayer and worship, those quiet moments, and discern the voice of God in your life. He will direct you. Oh my goodness. He sets your life in order. And when you allow that, not pressed out of measure. I mean, anxiety disorders, depression are at an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
And when you allow God to come and bring a divine sense of order and flow in your life, and you step back from all of these distractions, you will be energized and focused and passionate and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's really my heart in starting the blog is just to convey to young people, you have somebody, a person who is living on the inside of you that can guide you from all of the pitfalls and the challenges of life. And I just hope my little stories, the stories that I share, just encourage you that yes, He cares about me personally. He's willing to speak to me in a personal way, and come and meet me where I'm at. You know, we all perceive and learn differently. The Holy Spirit even takes that into account.
Yeah.
Like he'll convey things to me because God wired me and made me. He knows how I learn and how I receive, and
right.
He comes to me in a way that I receive it, and I'm like, okay, I see that, I get that. And you know, your grandpa, he was the one that first made this statement, and it is absolutely the truth. Well, the first time I heard it anyway, one word from God can change your life.
Mm-hmm.
It changes your mind, which causes you to change the direction of your life.
Yeah.
And so,
it's so true.
You can tell I'm passionate about the Holy Spirit.
Oh gosh. Yes. Which is great. We all are. We all are here. I love it. This has been so good. And I know that Julie has two daughters, Faith and Sarah, who are like sisters. We grew up together, and she has seen firsthand, you know, what poor relationship choices or distractions have, what they can do to us as young people. And so she definitely, like, I encourage everybody to go read her blog and her stories, because she definitely has a story to tell. So, and she told me a few weeks ago, we went to breakfast and she told me about her blog, and I flipped out and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're doing this blog. That's so awesome. Because I just know, you know, I mean, I call her Aunt Jay. We're very close. Our families are close, but I just know that she has such a story to tell from her own experiences. But then, you know, I mean, she raised three kids, so she has seen firsthand what that can, what our generation goes through, and what our culture today, the expectation that our culture puts on the younger generation.
Right.
So it's so good.
You're, so I'll,
yeah, okay. go ahead.
Well, I'll give you a personal example of something that's happened in our household just in the last few weeks. You know, we have a daughter that's in high school and getting ready to graduate. She goes to a very academically rigorous school, and her senior year has been no cakewalk. She has to write a thesis and present a thesis and be able to walk through a rebuttal of a panel of people. And so she's been writing that over the course of the year. She's taking some very difficult classes. And so, you know, of course, the goal as a parent with a young person, I mean, she's going to be heading off to college next year, is to allow them to examine the things that they've got to manage in their life and come up with a way to do that. And so we watched her and we realized that she was sinking. We could see it. So we stepped in and sat down with her and, you know, said, this isn't really a punishment, but we really feel like we've prayed and heard God that we're to help you to carve out some time, to take some breaks from social media, to limit those things, limit your time on the phone, limit some, she's super social. So she would,
she is.
she pretty much drop her homework if something fun came up, because she loves hanging out with friends. Friendships are important to her. And she's got some great friendships. I mean, people that I really don't mind her spending time with, but we could see that she was having, trouble, doing those things on her own. And so we began to get involved, and she fought it a little bit, but and it's interesting, and y'all will, you know. Taylor, you know.
I know.
So, but as we've walked this out, we've seen peace on her again and energy. She was exhausted, and a sense of focus that she didn't have before. She's getting things done, and even though she may not, you know, be running up and hugging us right now saying, I'm so thankful. Thank you so much for doing this. I know that she senses the peace, the fruit, again, the fruit like you're talking about, of making these types of decisions and incorporating them in your life. So so there's a perfect example of just stepping back, discerning, making some adjustments, allowing time for the Holy Spirit to get involved, and then the fruit of that in your life. So
that's so good. So good. Yeah. And I would agree with you on that one. Sometimes it takes somebody like our parents to come in and say, hey, you're a little out of balance on this, you know, take a step back. And then eventually you can get to the place where you can do it on your own. You know, like 2 months ago at the new year, you know, I went on this social media fast for about like 2 weeks. And so, but I remember my mom back in high school would be like, hey, Taylor. Now, Instagram wasn't popular when I was in high school, but like Facebook had just, you know, whoa, Facebook, so cool at the time. So I remember my mom being like, hey, you need to take a break from that for a while. And it was just so beneficial, because our culture just, it's like a, it's like you're caught up in like this, I don't know how to describe it, but it's just like it's all around you, you know, and like you can't escape it almost unless you force yourself to like delete that little app on your phone, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, but definitely, definitely agree with you. Like it's so beneficial. Okay. Well, do you mind spending some time and just praying for our listeners, just to that they would have the strength and the wisdom to maybe take a step back and evaluate their lives, their relationships, who they're spending time with, you know, what the fruit that they're producing, and being able to see that and discern that, and that they would just be in tune with the Holy Spirit. And because at my age, like, I know, well, obviously I'm young, but like, it's just hard for us to carve out that time because we are so engaged with everything else, our friends, our social media, our small groups, our, you know, everything like that. And so it's hard to find little quiet moments to spend with the Holy Spirit. But I know that it's necessary. Like, you have to take that time. So would you just pray that we would find the time to do that, and we could hear the voice of the Lord? Like you said, one word from God can change your life. So I just would love it if you could just pray over this generation.
Absolutely. I would love to. Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for this time to spend with Taylor on BPN Radio. And God, I just I pray for her generation and my son and my daughters, and God, I see the culture and I've experienced it, honestly, even on my own, the distraction of social media and just the things that come to want to rob us of our time. And so, God, I'm asking you right now to begin to reveal, not just to this next generation, but even to us, to me, ways that we can step back from the culture, turn off our phone, turn off our TVs and our music, and just get quiet. Doesn't have to be for an hour or 2 hours, even just a few moments, God. You're longing to speak to us. I know that. I've experienced it in my life. If we'll just slow down and listen. So God, I pray that each one of us would evaluate. And it's amazing that the little things that rob us of the moments of our days, make us acutely aware of what those are. We don't have to take every phone call. We don't have to return every text. We don't have to check Instagram every 5 minutes or, another one's Pinterest. We all love Pinterest, at least young women do. Just to carve out a little bit of time to make you a priority, God, to examine how we're spending our time, what it's producing in us, the fruit it's producing in us, to be able to step back, make really sound decisions and say, you know what? No, I'm going to take my walk with you, and I'm going to take my life to a little bit higher level. And God, I thank you that you are waiting, Holy Spirit. You are already speaking. We're just not hearing, but I am so grateful that you are there and you are going to begin to speak, and they're going to begin to hear, and they're going to begin to make course corrections in their lives, and peace is going to come. And order's going to come, and purpose is going to come, and direction's going to come. And I thank you for it, God. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit. God, I love you. I love your word, and I love my Lord and Savior Jesus, and I love the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for sending him to be our confidant, our counsel, our comfort, our teacher. So God, I just thank you. Thank you for what you're doing in this next generation. I just sense you're getting ready to move, and there is something coming to this next generation, and they are going to begin to pursue you, and it is going to be amazing to watch what happens, the shift in our culture, in our nation, in our future, when that happens. So God, I just declare you are at work, and we agree with your plan, your purposes, and I just thank you for this young generation. They are passionate, they're creative, they are collaborators. There's so many beautiful things going on. So God, I just thank you that you're going to bring order to that, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Awesome prayer. Thank you so much, Aunt Jay, for sharing that today about your blog and just imparting wisdom to this generation.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I was thinking as I was praying, one more thing.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing that I think is such a, just a scheme of the enemy and a form of deception is, you know, we didn't have Pinterest when I was young, and I was sort of, you know, when you're a young person, you're kind of deciding, you know, who am I going to be? What do I want my life to look like? What do I want my space to look like? What do I want to convey? And so I just think that we need to be careful with things like Pinterest and HGTV and all these things that we're sharing, which is that's a great platform to share. I think it can be a wonderful resource. But I think that we can get out of balance in evaluating these things and evaluating ourselves against them and feeling like we don't measure up.
We don't
quite have it, you know. Do you know what I'm saying? Figured out.
Right.
And then,
comparison.
You know, the comparison thing. And the enemy just wants to come and level us with that and think, you know, rob us of just a sense of confidence and boldness to be authentically who we are, because we look at others and we think, oh, this isn't good enough. We've got to be like this or like that. And if things aren't just in perfect order, then, you know, if I don't look just right, or my home doesn't look just right, or my Instagram post doesn't look just right, I somehow don't measure up. And so I just want to challenge you all to not get ensnared by that. It's a great resource to grow and to learn some things, some how-tos, but do not get caught up in the comparison thing. It's just a big flat lie.
Yeah.
So anyway.
That's so good. See, I told y'all she has a lot of wisdom for us, and we need to soak it all in. We need to be sponges and just soak it up. So thank you so much again for sharing your passion for the Lord and the Holy Spirit, and for sharing about your blog, which is just amazing, and it's changing lives. And I know you just got it started, but it's going to be something big. So I am so, so excited to see where God takes that. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Taylor.
I love you, and it's been so great having you on.
Okay, love you too.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax-deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
this way.
Country where no
twilight, shadows deepen. Unending day, where night will never be. A city where no storm clouds ever gather. This is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder to join the throng upon the glad sea? We'll greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. This is just what heaven means to me. And when at last we see the face of Jesus, before whose image other loves all flee, and when they crown him means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder to join the throng upon the glassy sea? We'll greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. This is just what heaven means to me. We'll greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. This is just what heaven means to me. This is just what heaven means to me.
Father, your word says that we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, for it is our reasonable service. And that we are not to be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. And in so doing, we then perform not only what is the good and the acceptable, but the perfect will of God. Lord, my desire right now is to lay everything down as a living sacrifice. Tonight, Lord, I ask you to take my life.